Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today's episode is essentially a continuation of the last one. So if you haven't listened to the last one, you may want to pause this and go back and take a listen to my red carpet Cali recap, because that is the event slash experience that I'm going to be referencing in this episode. You can still listen to this episode and get a gist for what I'm trying to express and the lesson and the what I'm going to do with it kind of thing. You can definitely take from it. But if you're curious about where it came from, you'll want to go back. So pause me here. I won't be offended. I'll see you when I get back. For those of you who have listened to the red carpet Cali recap experience, I kind of ended it not so much with a cliffhanger, because I definitely told you what happened, but I had talked about the transition coming back from California. Just to recap, I had an amazing experience. God was all over it. I was riding a complete high, and then I crashed. I had a success hangover, and that's really what I want to talk about today. I call it the success shame cycle. It is a cycle over, let me tell you. It messes with us. I'm calling it the success shame cycle, as that is the cycle that I seem to be experiencing throughout my last year journey of highs and lows. But it really is a hangover of sorts, is kind of how it starts. So let me kind of take you back and why I'm even talking about this, because so when I have really big, amazing things happen to me, I ride the high, man. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm so grateful. I bring God into it. I bring my coaches into it. Like all my mastermind clients and my individual clients, like I share it. Like I'm not experiencing anything on my own. However, when I get back from the experience or the high kind of dies down, I get this hangover, if you will, this success hangover. Maybe that's more fitting, but that's just a piece of it, right? This hangover is just a small part of this cycle that I actually realized just recently. And so I wanted to share a little bit about it, why maybe it's happening, and how I can make sure that it doesn't happen again. Because the minute I realized what was actually happening, I got to condense the time. And in my wooed land, we love to call it collapsing time. And if I can collapse time and learn lessons faster than ever, then I'm here for that, because nobody wants to learn a lesson like 12 years later. I mean, we do, but I really would like to learn it 12 minutes later so I can just learn the lesson and get on with my life and just continue to climb, climb, climb. So what happened after California was probably pretty common for, think about it, when you get home from a vacation, there's always this, ugh, I'm home. And not that like we haven't made a life that we absolutely love. I've made it my mission to make my life one I don't need a vacation from. However, when I go on vacation, I come home. If I didn't prepare my house, like if it's not clean, I didn't prepare for it. If I live out of a suitcase for a week or two, like there's always this blah feeling, right? Well, the bigger the high, the harder the fall. And I've learned that twice so far now. Actually three times. Once with the Hawaii trip, once with becoming a bestseller. I linked that episode where I talk a lot about limiting beliefs and this weirdness that I was feeling. Apparently, I couldn't name it until after my recent trip, which is this California experience being on a red carpet, which clearly is as high as I've been in quite some time. So walking the red carpet, meeting Jack Canfield, Lisa Nichols, Nick Nanton, like being in the room with celebrities, getting on stage, being called up by one of my main mentors in life, Chicken Soup for the Soul guy, Jack Canfield, like it was a whole thing. And I, in the moment, I don't have any anxiety. I ride the high. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm just completely in the moment. I can ground myself in any moment. It seems to be I struggle after. So plane ride home was good. Jump right back into mom mode the next morning. And that Monday is when I start to experience the hangover. And so this hangover slash reality hit, like, my reality is cool. Like, I'm good. My marriage is the best it's ever been. My kids are happy and healthy. Like, work is going fantastic. I've got the most amazing clients ever. And I've got stages booked for the rest of the year into 2025. Like, I'm good. And I'm like launching a membership. I'm starting a book club. Like, clearly things are amazing and I'm not trying to brag, but I'm confused. If all those amazing things are happening, what's my deal, right? Like, am I waiting for the other shoe to drop because I've had so much trauma in my life, so much emotional loss, spiritual loss, physical loss? So what seems to be happening, and here is, I'll just tell you about the cycle and then I'll kind of dissect it, if you will, and then share with you when I came to this conclusion, what I did with it and what I'm going to do now so it doesn't happen again, or I can, again, shorten the time if it happens again next time. Because I don't plan on stopping the high moments of my life. I only plan for them to get bigger. So I need to prepare my soul, my body, my mind for these amazing highs, because I don't plan on stopping them. And I don't expect that you want to stop any of your highs. I don't expect you want to never take a vacation again. You never want to get promoted. You never want to make more money. I can't imagine any of that is in your plans. So if you've experienced any of this, I want to talk to you. We need to have a conversation. Find me on Insta or LinkedIn. I'm Miranda.VonFricken on Instagram, Miranda Von Fricken on LinkedIn. Please, let's talk. I want to have a conversation with you because this may be a future book too, right? Like, this may be something that I continue to talk about and bring more people in, because I know I'm not alone and it can really help other people. So, one more sip of my water, because apparently that's what I do now. I just sip water. While I'm podcasting. Okay. So here's what happens. The experience happens. I come home and I get hit with a hangover. And in this hangover, I have health issues. I get sucked into a television show. I start to have some fear about the zone I'm entering. I have more health issues. Now, these health issues are not small. They start small with like a pain here, or something's off, or a cough, or, oh, it's from traveling, or blah, blah, blah. So then I start to spiral. So I have a very specific type of anxiety that is experience caused, not these good experiences, but medical experiences. So losing my brother to long form COVID, having other experiences with people in my family and in my life that have medical issues or have passed, like I start to, like, almost like obsessive compulsive thoughts with me having a medical issue. I think I've told you this before. When my dog had worms a couple years ago, I swore I had worms. And it was so bad, I brought poop to my doctor in a bag. And he was like, please throw your poop in the garbage. I don't want it. You don't have worms. Like, I get obsessive with my physical health. And it is to the point where I think I make it worse, right? I exacerbate it. Listen, I'm not perfect. This is my show and I'm going to be as weird as I want. If you're still here listening, thank you. Because I know I'm not alone. We all have things, right? My thing is, if I start to get a twinge of a health issue, I spiral it and I make it 10 times worse than it needs to be. I never did talk about this, but maybe in the future I'll talk about when I was diagnosed with panic disorders. I just thought they were heart attacks and I was dying, and I literally just prepared to die. Like, it becomes so much for me, so overwhelming, that I seem to not be able to get out of it until something else comes in and stops it. Like a doctor yelling at me, which is usually what happens. So this time around, this wasn't even that bad as the last time, which is why I probably haven't shared the last one, because it got really bad. But this time around, it was medium. I was having some pains in my stomach, and I've lost some weight. I think I've told you I've released about 40 pounds at this point now. And apparently when that happens, like, your gallbladder could act up, right? Like, I didn't lose it fast. It's been almost a year, but they still, you know, keep an eye on things. And so I got a scan and everything's fine. My gallbladder's fine. All, everything else in that area is fine. But they saw, like, my kidneys were a little inflamed. And I'm like, you know what? I really haven't been drinking enough water. So the logical brain of mine was like, I'm dehydrated. Drink some water. The go crazy and make everything worse than it is side of me said, I'm dying. And so I started to spiral that something's wrong with my kidneys. My grandmother had kidney issues. She was on dialysis until she died at 52, like spiraling. And so I start to become obsessed with the health issue and I don't move my body. I stop working out. Oddly enough, I stopped eating healthy. I did drink more water because I knew I'd like to flush out my kidneys. But like I just start to spiral and almost stop the things that I know will make me healthier if it is a real problem. And then I start to get disappointed in myself. The fear takes over. Then I get pissed. Like it's a whole thing, right? In this cycle, if you look at like in the center of a circle, it's the event. The event was California. Around it are like a pathway with arrows. And the first arrow says experience. So that's California. The next one is reality hit. I get a hangover. And then all of a sudden, all these things are happening. And I, from that point forward, I start to really sulk and get beyond the blahs. It borderlines depression a little bit. But I'm not fully depressed yet because I think in my mind, I know what's happening because I recognized a pattern. So this time around, I really was like, shit, I like named it. This is my success shame cycle and I cannot allow it to continue. I don't have major medical problems. There's a little inflammation in my kidneys. Turns out I had a kidney infection. No stones, thank you, Jesus, but water and some medication, and I was fine about 4 days later. So I actually went to on-call, and during this on-call time, I didn't have health insurance because my husband transitioned jobs, so we were like 1 week without insurance. It was a whole thing, but of course, I'm going to die during this week without insurance because that's where my brain takes me. And I'm like, what is actually happening? Like that's not even true. So like I will argue with myself and my husband's called me 50-50 my whole life because I can see both sides to everything. I think it's a curse and a gift. And when it comes to my anxiety, like this is what happens. Like I just kind of like spiral it out of control and then something snaps me out of it. And like I said, it's usually my doctor yelling at me, or in this case, it was actually medication that made me feel better. And a doctor that said, I was like, my back is killing me. I know that's it. He's like, where does it hurt? And I was like, here, here, here. And I was like, no, right there. And he's like, those aren't your kidneys. That's a muscle. So it was another doctor that kicked me out of this one. Not a minute later, like checking out of the on-call or the urgent care, going in my car. I sat in my car. My back didn't hurt anymore. And my husband will always say, your brain is so powerful. Why can't you use it for good? Like, and I do for my clients all the time, for my family, for my friends. Like, I can manifest the shit out of anything good for everybody. But when it, and even myself, honestly, but when it comes to my body, maybe because I feel I don't have a lot of control of it because I don't see what's happening. I also have some issues with doctors gaslighting me throughout my youth into my adulthood. And so I really have a hard time like trusting physicians. I know that sounds messed up, but, and if you're a physician, I know you hear what I'm saying, because even I have two doctors that I really do trust and they're both women and they'll tell me that this is a thing, that they talk about it in conferences. So anyway, I won't get too much into that. However, it's usually one good doctor that just like knocks me out of it. And like one of the doctors that I had the hardest time with knocked me out of my last cycle and started to recognize what I do to myself. He'll still run the tests. He'll still send me the bill, but at least he knows that will calm the noises in my head and it'll kick me out of it. And if it's a real problem, we find something. And if it's not, then I'm good 2 days later. So anyway, so the shame cycle of success, it's crazy to me that I do this to myself, right? And so from there, it turns into shame. It turns into, well, I can't believe I did that to myself. And usually it's about, at this point, it's been about 3 weeks, right, from the event. So I'm like, I can't believe I did that to myself. I just wasted 3 weeks. I could have been doing a different project. I could have been starting my next Own Your Awesome book because it's a series of three and I got to write the next one by November and I got a deadline. And I'm like, I could be doing all these things and making much more money in my business because there's so many things I'm not doing that I need to be doing. And instead, what I do when I'm not spiraling to kick me out of the spiral is I watch a TV show. Ugh. It's the worst thing. Don't do this. And it's always my husband that recognizes what's happening. I usually know, but so I'll pick a show, probably one I've already watched, like Charmed. This time it is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I love superheroes, all things magic, supernatural type stuff. And these shows make me feel very lighthearted, or they make me feel like I'm on a mission, right? So S.H.I.E.L.D. is a mission to protect the world and save the world. And they're superheroes and they're always in great shape and healthy and in peak physical condition. So I saw the pattern of me watching these people performing peak physical condition type feats. And I would watch like episode after episode after episode, like Soph will go to bed, Ben falls asleep on the couch. I start my third day, and it's watching TV from like 9 p.m. to like 2 a.m. And it's like Ben will wake up and be like, are you kidding me that we're still down here? And I'm like, dude, I gotta see what's happening. He's like, it's Ghost Rider. You're fine. Anyway, so he this time was like, what's happening? Like, you haven't watched TV in a while, and here you are now obsessed. He's like, when you get into a series, especially one you've already watched before, something's wrong with you. Like, what's happening to you? And so I talked about it. California, The Hangover, the health thing, like whatever. And so that's when I decided to go to the doctors, and turns out I was fine. And so it becomes that, then I become very shameful. So here's where the shame kicks in, right? Like, the shame is that I'm mentally weak. I start to really talk down to myself about how actually weak I am, and that although I feel I am a spiritual powerhouse, I still have so much work to do, and it's just so like disappointing. And it's like, why am I not like a Buddha yet? Like, why am I not like this magical this being of spirituality? Like, I did the work. I do the work every single day. And so, you know, the self-talk gets really bad. And again, I literally have a master's in motivation. I'm the most positive, happy, pink person I know. And I still have these moments of self-doubt. What is it? And imposter syndrome, which I know is not a real thing. But like, these moments still creep in, the best of us. Like, no matter how much work we do, we're a human. And we get to experience the highs and the lows. We don't get just the highs. And if we allow ourselves to not experience the other one, then we don't realize that if we don't experience the lows, we'll never realize how high the highs are. And if we don't experience any highs, we just get stuck in these lows and think that that's just what's for us. And that's not the case. And so as grateful as I am to experience both the highs and the lows, I'm starting to recognize patterns within myself that are prolonging the lows, and I'd rather prolong the highs. So this episode not only is about the shame cycle that I experienced, but I know because I've talked to people since then that I'm not alone in this, and that it happens differently for everybody. Some people binge eat. Some people go on crazy runs or spend all their money. Like, people act differently when something's off, or they don't know how to process a certain feeling or emotion. For me, it's success, right? Because I had been experiencing a lot of bad shit for so long, losing two little brothers, four jobs, the whole sense of identity, losing my faith. Like, are you kidding me? That's enough to take anyone out. Yet here I still am, writing books, loving on people, praising Jesus, and wearing pink. Like, it's just, it's surprising that I'm still here walking the earth with all the shit that I've been through. And there's more that I don't share, but there is so much that can take us out, and I still refuse to let it happen. So for me, I'm grateful to learn the lesson. I'm not grateful that I go into this cycle, but now that I know, and I've heard before that if you name the problem, you can start to tackle it. So I've named it my success shame cycle, and now I know what I need to do. So I actually wrote this cycle out as a photo, like I talked about the event in the middle of a circle, and then these arrows that lead to the next, the experience leads to the hangover, leads to the blahs, leads to shame. And in between, there are little like spokes, like the health issues, the TV, the disappointment. So what happens is I get kicked out of that cycle by something forceful, which has been the doctor yelling at me, or results, or the medication that, you know, cleared up the infection, which went away. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that from that point forward puts me back into a better state, and I can start to feel myself come out of it, where the TV shows no longer interest me. I find myself like skipping it, or like 4 days will go by and I'm like, oh yeah, that's all right, whatever, I've seen it before, you know, whatever. So I start to realize that I'm coming out of it. And so then I'll go for a walk, or I'll start to eat healthy again, or I start to like do things that are better decisions for my body, of course, and my mind. I'll get back into studying whatever I'm studying. Right now I'm listening to Mind Valley's Jeffrey Allen, duality, because duality is a word that has come up in my life a lot lately. So I've been studying it. And so then I get back into my studies and I feel amazing, and now I'm back. And so that's why, if you're wondering like, why does she record podcasts and then stop, it's because when I'm stopping, I'm usually in some type of a cycle, and I don't want to come to you until I've learned the lesson, or I've come out of it, or like figured out what's happening, because I know this podcast is very journal-like, very like, who is she talking to? But there's a reason that I make it so casual, even to my podcast coach's disappointment, I'm sure. Like, I make it so casual because I want you to feel like we're just going for a walk and talking, or we're having a cup of coffee and sharing a conversation, or we're going for a ride together, road trip, like bring Miranda, press play. Like, there's a reason I do this, because I want you to feel like I've got that friend energy, right? So it's very purposeful that this isn't very like, oh, there's a commercial, but wait, there's more commercials. Like, no. Maybe someday, because, you know, I do want to scale my business. But right now, this is what feels right. And so that's why I take, you know, weeks off at a time, and then I come back and I'm strong again, because I've done the work. And if I know anything that works for me, is doing the work and feeling all the feelings. And so a few things that I've realized that can the opportunity for me to stop this cycle at its tracks. There's a few different parts, but the best time for me to do that is actually between the experience and the hangover, when reality hits. So if I'm going back to my California trip, it could have been started on the plane ride home. It could have been that Monday, because I had to jump right into basketball Sunday, so I didn't really have that opportunity. That Monday, if I planned to take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, and not say I'm back to work on Monday, if I plan to take those 3 days off, I could have done all the things that I think that would have helped. I could have felt all the feelings. I could have documented everything, all the greatness that happened, plus all the feelings I've had from it. I could have strategized what I can do with those things. I was posting, because there are moments of, oh my God, I feel amazing. Let's, you know, post about my experience. So it wasn't like all day, every day I felt like this. They were just like feelings that would come up throughout the day. But like, if I had taken those 3 days off, I probably could have stopped the hangover from even coming, right? Or from being as aggressive. Kind of like when my husband drinks Gatorade and vodka. So his drink of choice is literally vodka. And sometimes he'll drink it with lemonade. But the lemonade nights, and in the morning, he's got more of a hangover than the nights when he drinks it with Gatorade, because he's preparing to not have the hangover. So, if you know, I learned a lot of lessons from my husband, and if he's listening, like, who would have thought your Gatorade and vodka would have been an eye-opening experience for me in my life lessons? However, he's preparing to not be hungover when he drinks the Gatorade with his vodka, right? So, when I have an experience as big as like writing a book with Jack Canfield, walking down a red carpet, going to Beverly Hills, like I can prepare that the normal reaction is a hangover. So I'm going to lessen the blow and drink some Gatorade. So the Gatorade for me would essentially be to create sessions with my coaches before I even leave. So just like I book my dogs at their doggy day spa for the week when I travel, I could also be booking things for myself upon my arrival. So maybe an energy session with my energy girl, a few individual sessions with my energy, with my intuitive coach, maybe a spa experience for a massage or pedicure or something. And then maybe one with a therapist. Right? Although my coach really does act like a therapist too. She's kind of like all in one. You've heard me talk about her, Jess Perillo. I love you. I'm obsessed with you, girl. So like take all my money and just heal my heart. So like those are the things I've realized. Even though I'm riding a high, I have to prepare that there's going to be a come down, if you will. And the way I'm going to get through that is I'm going to book certain things for myself, including the next thing I'm learning, because that spiritual journey for me is like never ending. And I know it, no matter how much work I do, like I need to always be climbing my spiritual experience. And so I do realize when I'm not reading a spiritual book or I'm not into some type of spiritual class or lesson or certification program that I have a harder time with my energy. So I know these things. And so that's my Gatorade, if you will, is to be doing all that stuff. In the meantime, I can still do what I do, posting about the experience, doing episodes, praying like crazy, and then taking very focused and aligned action. Also, during that 2 to 3 days of, you know, booking myself with things and reflecting, I can also be creating a plan of what am I going to do with this new experience. How can I stretch it for myself and my clients and the people, my followers, right? The people who listen, the people who work with me virtually, who don't actually like pay me money, but we all have virtual mentors who we say have helped us, but we've never officially worked with them. And I know because I sign people that say, I've been following you for 3 years and now I'm finally ready to work with you. So how can I work with those people that are in the lurker mode, if you will, and not quite ready to work with me, but I still want to help them? I still want to be there for them. So the best way for me to do that is to learn the lessons that I have to learn and then share them with you and then take action. So this is my cycle that I've realized. And as grateful as I am for it, I'd love to keep you from it if at all possible, right? Because think about it. How many times have our parents taught us a lesson and been like, I'm literally telling, or we've told our kids, I can't tell you how many times I've told my daughter, listen, our body doesn't like dessert every day. We don't have that body, girl. Like we can't wash our chocolate cake down with chocolate milk. We just can't do it. It's just not how we roll. And so no matter how many times I tell her this, she don't care because she needs to learn the lesson on her own. But she still hears me. Just like we still heard our parents. And just like I know you're hearing me. So if you've got something big coming up or you're looking toward creating something big in your life, find your Gatorade. Maybe that's the name of this episode. But find the thing that will help you lessen the blow of the hangover, because it always comes. And then maybe as time goes on and we use this tool and this technique more and more and more, maybe I'll call it the Gatorade technique. I love it. I love when I invent things on the fly. But now I got to trademark it. Don't do it. Don't always steal that from me. So as we use this tool more and more, we can shrink the time it takes to bounce back and shrink the lows. I don't need us to constantly be high, 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 but we can go high, recover, re-high, recover, as opposed to high, low, high, low, high, low. Like, I don't like the huge dips. It doesn't work for me anymore. So I feel very blessed and honored that I'm out of that part of the cycle. Thank God. And thank God for the lessons. And thank God that I have the ability to share with you. So maybe you can go from high to recover and bounce back like a human trampoline. All right, friends, have you ever experienced this? Are you like, she's crazy, I can't listen to this podcast anymore? I'm super curious your thoughts. I'd love to talk to you more about it. I wasn't kidding when I said I'm probably going to do a collaborative book effort at some point. And if you've got stories like the ones I share on these podcasts, I would love to hear your story. So if you're on my email list, great. Shoot me an email. If you're not, go to my website, mirandavonfricken.com. Grab a freebie. It'll get you to my email list and you'll eventually hear all the things that I'm working on and that you could be a part of, because I want to start to help elevate other people in a bigger way, the way I've been elevated by collaborative efforts. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. And until next time, continue to be awesome. Bye.